Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
To remind you that if you don't forgive others of their sins and trespasses, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you of your sins and your trespasses. And you keep that in mind when we pray that prayer. Sing Psalm 146 and praise to you.
Hallelujah.
We have together, and so we're going to institute this after our Psalm of Praise from here on out. I think it's a good thing to remember. It's something we've done in the past, but not regularly, but I think it's good to do regularly. So we have that sheet that says a confession of fellowship, and then it continues with a confession of sin, a confession of perfecting love, and of light. And so John does a really great job walking us through a good confessional here that should be a regular part of our thoughts on a weekly basis. Let's go through that, of course. We'll do it in a back and forth format. This is declared unto you as the apostles has given it unto us, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and it is shown to be that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
He who was with the Father was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard is declared unto you, that we also may have fellowship.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
And this is said that our joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and is declared, that God is light.
And in him is no darkness at all.
We say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. For the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
If any one of us say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us.
Let us then confess our sins and unrighteousness unto He who is faithful and just.
Let's take a time to think about that and consider it just for a moment. The Father is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen.
We should not sin, but if we do sin, know that you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
He is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus Christ the righteous is the propitiation for our sins.
Our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
Hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. What is he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments?
He is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Who is he that keepeth his word?
He that truly the law of God is perfected in him.
And hereby know we that we are in him, and how ought one that saith they abide in him ought to walk?
Even as he walked.
This is not a new commandment, but an old commandment, which we had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. This is the new commandment, which thing is true in Christ and in us.
Because the darkness has passed, and the true light now shineth. Amen.
So now we're at the part of light. Where is he that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother?
He is in darkness even until now.
For he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and knoweth not where he goeth.
Because that darkness hath blinded his eyes.
But let us now receive as little children this truth, that our sins are forgiven us for his name's sake.
For truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Our advocate is Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. Our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Amen.
There's 4 points of fellowship that we have with God, and that's obviously first to acknowledge the fellowship of the Father and the Son, to realize that Christ has forgiven our sins, and then we're also to forgive our sins. We know we have sin, to not say that we don't have sin, to take some time every so often to acknowledge those sins and confess them to God, and then to realize that the perfecting love of God is found in keeping His commandments and walking in a better life and a better course, and that we should know by the way we treat each other according to God's commandments that we have more light from God. God gives us more of His light and does not allow our eyes to continue to be blinded. In Psalm 119, Shin, part 21, and next Sabbath we'll be finishing up in that circular rotation and go back to the first part again. Let's sing this to Stockton.
Princes have persecuted me, although no cause they saw, but still of thy most holy work my heart does stand in awe. I at thy word rejoice as one a spoil that finds great store. Thy law I love, but lying all I hate and do abhor. 7 times a day it is my care to give due praise to thee. Because of all thy judgments, Lord, which righteous ever be. Great peace have they who love thy law, offense they shall have none. creation, Lord, and thy commands have done. My soul, thy testimonies pure, observe it carefully. On them my heart is set, and them I love exceedingly. Thy testimonies and thy loves I kept with special care. For all my works and ways, each one before thee open are.
That's pretty interesting with what John said here. You can definitely see the parallel to what David's singing about in Psalm 119 when he talks about how his ways are open before God. In other words, the light of God's word and commandment has shined. So pretty neat connection there. Let's go to Psalm 82 in the back, and we'll sing just the tune of Vox Directe. Why don't we give a hymn out, or a hymn, a hum. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me.
And in all the land of your possession ye shall grant
thy brother be waxen poor, and hath sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold.
And if the man have none to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it,
then let him count the years of the sales thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possession.
But if he be unable to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that hath bought it until the year of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return unto his possession.
And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year may he redeem it.
And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the Jubilee.
But the houses of the villages which have no walls round about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall go out in the Jubilee.
Notwithstanding, the cities of the Levites and the houses of the cities of their possessions may the Levites redeem at any time.
And if a man purchase of the Levites, then the house that was sold and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Jubilee, for the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel.
But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession.
And if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee.
Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee.
Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase.
I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, to be your God.
And if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bondservant.
But as a hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee, and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee.
And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him. And he shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return.
For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen.
Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear thy God.
Both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the heathen that are round about you, and of them shall buy bondmen and bondmaids.
Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession.
And ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever, but over your brethren, the children of Israel, you shall not rule one over another with rigor.
And if a sojourner or stranger wax poor by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family?
After that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him.
Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh kin unto him of his family may redeem him. Or if he be able, he may redeem himself.
And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according unto the number of years, according to the time of an hired servant shall it be with him.
If there be yet many years behind according unto them, he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for.
And if there remain but few years unto the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according unto his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption.
And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight.
And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him.
For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Luke chapter 13. Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Luke chapter 13, 10 to 21. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite! Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, and cast into his garden, and it grew, and waxed a great tree, and the birds of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, so the whole was leavened.
Let's stand and sing Psalm 4, and then we can go to the Ten Commandments after that.
Show us any good.
Lord, lift us away. Upon my heart bestowed by thee, more gladness I have found than they, even then, when corn and wine did most with them abound. I will but lay me down in peace, and quiet sleep will take, because thou only me to dwell in safety, Lord, dost make.
There's actually quite a bit of connection there as well, talking about the heart and how God has bestowed upon us heart gladness. And calling upon God, all good stuff. Stuff that we've covered today. All good. Exodus chapter 20. The Ten Commandments. Do it all together. Starting in verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer?
No, I wouldn't. Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. We thank you for another week that has gone by. And we do thank you for the seventh day of the Sabbath rest that you give us, Lord. And the rest that you give us in the gospel of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, his death and burial and resurrection. We thank you so much, Jesus, for doing that for our sins and bringing us to a new life. Thank you for the doctrine of baptism, Lord. I pray that you would cause us to meditate on these things and think of these things daily. Help us to live a new life in you, Lord Jesus, to put on you, and to live a life of righteousness, mercy, and truth. And Lord, help us to be Christian overcomers and Christian dominionizers. And I continue to ask that you would prepare our hearts for the Passover that's coming up. We thank you so much for that holy feast day, God. It's
such a blessing. I know it is to my soul. I love it so much, and I thank you for it. And just prepare our hearts for it, God, and for all the people that are coming. I pray that you would give them safe travels and that it would be such a great time of fellowship, joy, and laughter and seriousness, too, of the soberness of that festival as well, God. And that it would be a great time of edification and encouragement for everyone that comes. And thank you for what's going on with me and Marie. And I pray that you just keep the baby safe and keep it nice and healthy, God. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat, the fruit of the earth. I ask that you would bless it and nourish our bodies, God. Please help us to love you more and to love our neighbor more. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.